Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Deadline looms for filing property tax renditions. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager issued a press release to remind business owners that April 17th is the deadline to file property tax renditions with their county appraisal districts. Different deadlines apply for certain regulated property. A rendition is a list of the taxable inventory, furniture and fixtures, machinery, equipment, and other property owned or managed as of January 1st each year. The appraisal district may use the information to set property values. A rendition allows property owners to record their opinion of their property values and ensures that the appraisal district notifies property owners before changing a recorded value. Exempt property, such as church property and equipment used for farming, is not subject to rendition. Owners whose property was damaged by storm, flood, or fire last year may file a special decreased value report, which indicates the property's condition on January 1st, 2023. Filing the decreased value report could lower those owners' final tax bills for 2023. Rendition forms and decreased value report forms are available from county appraisal district offices statewide and can be downloaded at the Comptroller's Property Tax Forms webpage. For more information about property rendition, deadlines, deadline extensions, penalties, and rendition forms, taxpayers may contact the Comptroller's Property Tax Assistant Division at 800-252-9121, press 2, or visit the division online. Quick hits. OC closed for holiday. In observance of Good Friday and the Easter holiday weekend, the Odessa College main campus extension sites, the OC Sports Center, and the Children's Center will be closed Friday, April 7th through Sunday, April 9th. The Odessa College bookstore will be open on Friday, April 7th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and closed on Saturday and Sunday, April 8th and 9th. The campus will reopen on Monday, April 10th. Downtown Egg Hunt. Downtown Odessa has scheduled a downtown egg hunt today at various businesses in downtown Odessa. Collect eggs for the chance to win big prizes. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/56CHXDVK. Permian Basin Education Leadership Summit. The Permian Basin Strategic Partnership and the Education Partnership of the Permian Basin have scheduled their third annual Permian Basin Education Leadership Summit from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. today at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, 305 East 5th Street. For more information, call 636-675-3672. Mental Health and Wellness Workshop. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th Street, has scheduled a mental health and wellness workshop with Angela McCree, Masters of Education, LMFTA, of Aspiring Wellness, LLC, at 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. today in the Rotary Room, 3rd floor. For more information, call 432-332-0633. Monthly Roundup. 40-something cowgirls have scheduled a monthly roundup event at 6:30 p.m. today at the Cork and Pig Tavern, 7260 East Highway 191. Enjoy great food and even better company. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/4zv8926x. Maundy Thursday Worship. Connection Christian Church of Odessa 4241 Tanglewood Lane, has scheduled a Monday-Thursday worship service from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. today. Drama, music, and interactive experience will engage you directly with the grace of Jesus. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/MACHVHAV. Mudbug Meals on Wheels has scheduled the 23rd annual Mudbug Tuesday at the Ector County Coliseum, Barn G, 4201 Andrews Highway. VIP early entry party is from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and general admission is from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. There will be all-you-can-eat buffet of fried catfish, boiled shrimp, corn and potatoes. Hush puppies and all the fixins will be served at Big Daddy's Grill and Bar. Tickets start at $50 per person. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit facebook.com/MealsOnWheelsOdessa or tinyurl.com/MSE63AJE. Odessa man caught on top of house. A 40-year-old man who failed to appear at a court hearing last month is now facing a slew of other charges because officers said he tried to evade arrest Monday and was eventually caught on top of a house with methamphetamine. Eventually, the pickup truck got stuck in a ditch, and Fox ran away despite being yelled at by officers to stop, the report stated. Fox was apprehended on top of a house at Sunny Grove Drive, according to the report. Fox had 1.5 grams of methamphetamine in his possession, and officers found 3.2 grams of oxycodone and 9.4 grams of tramadol pills in the truck, the report stated. In addition, officers found body armor in the bed of the truck. Because Fox is a convicted felon, he was arrested on suspicion of unlawful possession of body armor by a felon, 2 counts of evading arrest, and 3 counts of possession of a controlled substance. Several of the crimes are third-degree felonies punishable by 2 to 10 years in prison. Fox remained in the Ector County Jail Tuesday on those charges. The failure to appear warrant issued in an accident involving damage to a vehicle case and 2 Midland County warrants. Permian Basin Calendar. Here is a listing of upcoming and continuing events in the Permian Basin. Have an event? Email oalife@oaoa.com. Free tax assistance. The Ector County Northside Senior Center, 1225 Adams Avenue, has scheduled free tax assistance for seniors from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays through April 11th. Appointment is required. For more information or to make an appointment, call 432-337-5281. English as a Second Language. Odessa First Assembly, 1101 North Lee Avenue, has scheduled English as a Second Language from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Thursdays through May 18th. The classes are free. Visit tinyurl.com/MRYTUMK2. Easter Egg Hunt. Midland Medical Lodge, 3000 Mockingbird Lane, Midland, has scheduled an Easter egg hunt and hot dog cookout from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. April 7th. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/3UPB5XZ4. Passion of the Christ Play, St. Mary's Catholic Church, 612 East 18th Street, will present the Passion of the Christ as a play on April 7th. The play will begin at 2 p.m. and conclude with a mass at 3 p.m. The play is open to the public and all are encouraged to attend. For more information, call 432-332-5334. Easter at Mid-Cities. Mid-Cities Church, 8700 Highway 191 Midland, has scheduled Easter service at 7 p.m. April 7th, 6 p.m. April 8th and 9:30 a.m., 11 a.m. and 12:30 a.m. April 9th. For more information, visit midcities.org/Easter. Push for the playoffs watch party. The Odessa Jackalopes, 4201 Andrews Highway, has scheduled a Push for the Playoffs watch party at 7 p.m. April 7th. The Jacks are fighting for the final playoff spot and need your support for these must-win games. Admission is $5. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/5c3ynjh7. Easter Spring Fling. Downtown Odessa has scheduled an Easter Spring Fling April 8th at Sherwood Park, 4819 North Everglade Avenue. The Easter Bunny will arrive at 10 a.m. and an egg hunt will start at 11 a.m. There will be music, crafts, candy, and fun prizes. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/yckz4f6t. Easter Bash Picnic and Car Show. Easter Bash Car Show and Picnic has been scheduled from noon to 6 p.m. April 8th at Beale Park, 5200 West Wall Street, Midland. The Easter Bunny will be there, and more than 7,000 Easter eggs will be hidden. There will also be vendors, a jalapeno eating contest, and more. For more information, call Daniel Sukai at 432-556-8658 or Lupe Hernandez at 432-653-6424. Ram Herrera. The Ector Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue, will present Ram Herrera April 8th. The doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $50. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/2ztasx9t. Music Fest and Car Show. Tall City American Music Fest and Car Show will feature a car show coordinated collaboratively with Texas Stock Rally at 7 p.m. April 8th at Centennial Park. Doors open at 5 p.m. The event will also feature a concert headlined by country music band Little Texas, made famous by the popular song God Blessed Texas. In addition, the festival will also feature four Texas songwriters, including Tony Barker, Cassidy Scooter, Lumbee Rivers, and J.R. McNutt. Visit tallcityamf.com. Comedy and Magic Show. Diamonds, 1551, John Ben Shepherd Parkway has scheduled a comedy and magic show at 9 p.m. April 8th. Dwayne Hill, as seen on America's Got Talent and Comedy Central, will be performing. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/4DTTX6BJ. Easter at Odessa Bible Church. Odessa Bible Church, 3901 Pembroke Street, has scheduled English Sunday services at 9:15 a.m. and 10:45 a.m. April 9th. Spanish Sunday services at 12:15 p.m. April 9th and Easter egg hunts at 10:15 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. April 9th. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/3ep3wzpf. Easter at New Dawn Fellowship. New Dawn Fellowship, 2110 East 10th Street, has scheduled an Easter service at 10 a.m. April 9th. There will be a photo booth available before and after the service, and after the service, every child will receive a special goodie bag. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/4W5NVHWP. Synergy All Access Day. On April 9th, Synergy is offering its elite reward members a $25 All Access Pass to its Odessa location to choose their own adventure and have a full day of arcade, video, and VR games, any two movies of the guest's choice during any showtime, bowling, laser tag, mini escape rooms, and the ropes course. Become an elite reward member is free of charge. Go to synergy.com/signup. Diabetic Cardiovascular Health Support Group. Midland Health has scheduled a free diabetic and cardiovascular health support group from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the second Monday of every month at First Baptist Church, 2104 West Louisiana Avenue, Midland. For more information, call 432-221-2285 or email morgan.tennis@midlandhealth.org. Ballroom Marfa Exhibitions. Ballroom Marfa, 108 East San Antonio Street, Marfa, has scheduled the viewing of Ecstatic Land and Tender is the Hand, which holds the Stone of Memory from through May 7th. Visit tinyurl.com/3WBARP5X. Congressional Art Competition. The Office of Congressman August Pfluger, Texas 11, is now accepting submissions for the 2023 Congressional Art Competition. The competition is open to all high school students in the 11th Congressional District of Texas and is an opportunity for local artists to be recognized for their talents among artists from around the nation. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/TX11Art or contact Kasia David in the Colleen office at kasiadavid@mail.house.gov. Mural Madness Photo Contest. Discover Odessa has scheduled an online-only Mural Madness Photo Contest. Check in at 5 murals around Odessa, upload your photo taken in front of your favorite mural, and enter to win a $350 Visa gift card. Mural Fest will take place May 13th. For more information or to participate, visit muralfest.org. Falcon Giving Day. UTPB has scheduled Falcon Giving Day on April 12th. Visit utpb.edu/givingday. For more information or to purchase tickets, which start at $100, visit tinyurl.com/59A56HEU. Telethon. The Permian Basin Rehab Center annual telethon will take place April 15th and 16th and will be live on News West 9. The patient representative this year is Jace Rodriguez, who also had the honor of lighting the community Christmas tree at Optimist Park back in December. Since 1977, the Rehab Center has hosted the event as a way to raise funds to provide therapy services to patients who need them, regardless of financial situation. The telethon gives the PBRC the opportunity to share the stories of their patients and thank the donors who made it possible. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/3BMPV2EP. Texas Warrior Mud Out. Be the Change. Permian Basin has scheduled the Texas Warrior Mud Out April 15th at Rock the Desert, 2000 FM 1788 Midland. Packets may be picked up at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Kids Crusade races start at 8 a.m. Group Advanced races start at 8:45 a.m. Group Intermediate races start at 9:30 a.m. and Group Beginner race starts at 10:15 a.m. Teams will complete obstacles over roughly a 5-kilometer course that will rely on team skills and support. Teams should be a minimum of 3, but there is no max. For more information, registration, or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/MT74Y3U2. Plant Sale. The Permian Basin Master Gardeners have scheduled a plant sale from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. April 15th at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. Drought-tolerant plants will be available for purchase, and plant help will be available from Master Gardeners. For more information, visit westtexasgardening.org. WTS Masterwork Series. West Texas Symphony will present Masterwork Series at 7:30 p.m., April 15th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland. This concert will feature Caroline Hong Piano, UTPB Orchestra and Local Students, Capriccio Español, Rimsky-Korsakov Piano Concerto No. 2, Rachmaninoff. A catered pre-concert dinner is also available before the Masterworks performance in the Ray Great House Recital Hall in the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. Dinner is $26. For more tickets or information, call 432-552-4437 or 800-514-3849 or visit WTXS.org. The Tailgate, 4401 North Big Spring Street, Midland, has scheduled Roger Krager at 8 p.m. April 15th. Tickets start at $20. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/yk222mkf. Ashley McBride, the Ector Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue, will present Ashley McBride on April 16th. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets start at $35. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/y9bmvyj6. Does Flozamax cause swallowing problems? Dear Dr. Roach, do people using Flozamax experience difficulty swallowing commonly? Is this drug completely safe? Anonymous. Answer, I need to correct some information here. First, alendronate, Flozamax, does not cause swallowing problems, but it can be dangerous to take the medication if you can't swallow properly, since the pill can cause terrible inflammation in the esophagus if it gets stuck there. That's why we give very stringent advice about taking it with a full glass of water and to remain upright after taking it. Further, this medication should be avoided in people with swallowing difficulties. I'm not sure what swallowing problem you may have had. I think it deserves more investigation before deciding whether this medicine is safe for you from the standpoint of swallowing. Aspirin can be associated with an increased risk of a stricture, a partial mechanical blockage of the esophagus, which may explain the symptoms you had while on aspirin. There are other options available, including a similar medicine that can be given via IV once a year. The second issue is that very frequent concern I often hear about osteoporosis medicines being heavy duty and potent. It is true that they can cause problems when used unskillfully, especially when given for too many years or in people who don't really need it. But they also can prevent a devastating complication of a hip fracture when used correctly. The results of the bone density, especially the T-score of the hip and spine, should be combined with other clinical information to calculate the FRAX score, which gives an estimate of an individual's fracture risk. This is the most important information you need to help you decide whether you need this medicine. No medicine, whether it's prescribed, over-the-counter, or a supplement, is ever completely safe. Finally, men in their 70s can certainly get osteoporosis, but I recommend a check of the testosterone level in every man who is diagnosed with osteoporosis.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, April 6th. Man meets the love of his life while married to someone else. Dear Abby, I am married, but my wife and I are unhappy and have been for years. We grew apart after 17 years. We tried counseling multiple times. It only reinforces the decision to divorce. I have had two affairs. One lasted 6 months, the other on and off for the past 9 months. The latter lady, Gail, and I have an amazing connection in our lifestyles and beliefs. We even have the same birthday. It's undeniable. We also have chemistry like no other. The problem is, she doesn't think we will work. We take breaks, which only lead her to want to see me weeks later. I have professed my love to her, and while she hasn't said it back, everything points to it. When we are intimate, she cries and tells me how much I mean to her. Gail is strong-willed, independent, and lives her life on her terms. When she makes a decision, it's final. But not with me. She keeps coming back. I have written her numerous letters declaring my love for her. I get lost in her eyes. I don't want to lose her. Any advice? Signed, Desperate in Connecticut. Dear Desperate, granted, you and Gail may have amazing chemistry and other things in common, including birthdays. However, relationships are supposed to be mutual. As you have described it, this one is entirely on Gail's terms, and she hasn't told you she loves you. Could it be because you are still married? You have important issues to straighten out before you can have an open relationship with Gail. One of them is whether you are ready to end your unhappy marriage. Once you are a free man, Gail may be more forthcoming and available. If not, your romance wasn't meant to be anything more than an exciting interlude. Before pinning your hopes on Gail, it's imperative to take control of your own life. Dear Abby, my husband and I have been married for 12 years. Both of us were widowed. My husband has a cemetery plot next to his first wife. In a nearby city, I have a cemetery plot next to my first husband, which includes a combined headstone with my name already engraved. Our plan was to leave it to our children to make the arrangements when the time comes, but we realize it may not be fair to them. We both believe funerals are for the living and not for the dead, but I don't think it's fair to ignore my new husband's last name in my final resting place. Neither do I want to negate my relationship of 23 years with my first husband. What would be the proper way to resolve this so none of our children feel disrespected in relation to their parents? We all have close relationships with each other. Signed, Perplexed in South Carolina. Dear Perplexed, the first thing to do is discuss this dilemma with your children and explain your wishes. Then contact the cemetery and inquire about adding your married name to the existing headstone or purchasing a new headstone for your eventual final resting place. It's certainly worth asking.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.